Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. David Giuliano is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. David is a new friend. He's the founder of Without Boundaries Coaching. He is an executive coach. I don't think he'll mind me using that term, but he's a guy who realized that during his career that there was a lot of people who needed help becoming as good as they can be, and he decided to move in that direction, and he's done that. His company is called Without Borders Coaching. He's got a new book coming out real soon, which is going to be on this topic, and he's here to talk to us about how you and I can do better in our businesses, especially with the family-owned businesses. Right, David?
Yes, yeah. Family-owned businesses are all by themselves an interesting challenge, but right. A great opportunity.
Well, welcome to the show, David. And you know, when I think of family businesses, you know, everybody says, it's almost like they differentiate between a small business that's not family owned and a small business that is family owned. In my opinion, all small businesses are family owned, even if no other family members work in the company. What do you think?
I 100% agree with you, because the dynamics are the same. And sometimes what I run into, Jim, is the people who are in these small businesses for a long time feel closer to their businesses than they do their families.
Yeah.
They spend more time there. They live there.
Our businesses weave a very fine seam between our professional and our personal lives, doesn't it?
Yeah, and some people put a lot more, as you know, some people put a lot more of themselves into their businesses than they do their families, unfortunately. But, you know, that's all part of the component of business.
Well, and you know, I hear people saying, you know, I've had people tell me, oh, Jim, you know, they see me working and they say, oh, you should stop and smell the roses. And I said, let me tell you something. These are my roses. I love working. And you know, and what you're doing, though, is you're saying, okay, what's wrong with providing a good living for my family? What's wrong with educating my children? What's wrong with making sure I can buy braces when my kids need it? What's wrong with if it takes me working? What's wrong with that? Well, the balance is the challenge, isn't it?
Oh, it's a challenge in everything, because you know, a lot of people want the nice things. They want to work hard. They're ambitious. They love what they do. They're passionate. And they want to provide for their families, and as you know, sometimes the price is high. And,
you know, one thing,
some people want to go there, and some people aren't.
One thing that I think has been good from a technology standpoint is I think technology has really helped small business owners balance their lives, because I remember when my kids were little, and I started my small business, it was expensive, but I was able to buy the kind of technology. And I made the commitment. I didn't really have the money, but I made the commitment to buy the technology that allowed me to transfer my work technologically, from a digital standpoint, from when I was at the office to home, so I could leave the office and go home and be home for dinner and homework, and then go to work after the kids were in bed with the same equipment. This is 25 years ago. David, as you know, transporting digits wasn't easy back in those days.
No, it was a lot more expensive, and then the same is true on the other side, which is trying to break some of the workaholics of leaving it at the office because it's too close for them to let go of, because they're, you know, because they just can't let go of it.
I'm that way today. My wife works in the business with me, but I still have a hard time, you know, not thinking about it all the time. So how do you help folks like this?
Well, you the first thing you need to look at is what I call initially what I do is I talk to people about how they best connect to what they're doing. And sometimes those connections are healthy and great and wonderful, and sometimes those connections are built on things that don't work well for them. So, and they never think about it that way. You know, when we're thinking about business, most of the time what we're thinking about is making money and, you know, and getting problems solved and so on and so forth. And what I do with people is the first thing I look for, especially when they're having trouble, is how is the business connected? How is it put together?
Mm-hmm.
And what I look at, what I look for is what the integrity of the connections are.
Can I ask you, let me stop you for a second, because I want to ask you a question about that. You said when you first start looking at it, what is the nature of the conversation when you're contacted about bringing you in? What does it sound like? When you get a phone call or whatever, however the contact is, what does that sound like?
It's many different things. Generally, their business or their practice is not working. They're having trouble. They might have brought somebody in the part about family business. It could be my son or daughter's come into the business.
Right.
And
but I mean, do they identify the problem as a performance issue, or are they capable of saying, "We're not. My business is not working. I think it's because of the family dynamic." What do they?
Well, sometimes there's two very different answers, Jim. Sometimes people will call me and say, my practice isn't working. It's because of this, 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 and this, and this, and this could be. I got the wrong people. My marketing isn't working.
But do they think they know that when they talk to you? I mean, are you getting that kind of granular feedback from them initially?
Well, sometimes I ask them, and sometimes I do. You know, they'll say that, and sometimes they'll say, "I got my son or daughter in this business. I've been here for 30 years. I brought them in 2 years ago, and they leveled the practice."
Yeah.
A law firm or a car dealership.
Yeah.
And I don't know what to do. And, you know.
So that's where the pain, and so those are the pain things that you're hearing. But the thing is, do you ever get a phone call from anybody who says, "I don't have any pain, I just want to get better"? I mean, do you ever hear that?
Oh, absolutely I do.
Because most of us aren't like that, are we?
No, but it's the same blocks that get in the way, Jim. It's like I have clients that are doing really well that say, "Hey, David, I want to grow," and I keep running up against this wall, and the blocks are still the same.
But they're still feeling pain. They're still feeling pain, and
they might be feeling some pain, but it's just a matter of understanding that they've reached their capacity and they've done everything they can do,
mm-hmm.
and then just letting go of that restriction.
Mm-hmm.
No, to help them
letting go. Yeah. That's not a small business owner's trait that you find very often. Hey, David, give us your website, please.
It's withoutboundariescoaching.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. David Giuliano and I will be right back after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.